Now, you mentioned being passionate. Obviously, you're passionate about Donegal, and you're staying on board next year along with Declan Bonner and Stephen Rochford, who was linked to Galway, but he's staying with Donegal. So it's good, I think, for the steadiness of the team that the band is staying together.
Yes, at least there's going to be a wee bit of continuity in some of the things that we worked on last year. When Declan came in, it was a 3-year project for him. We had a change in coach last year, and Stephen came in. But now this year we can go get straight into it and, you know, just pick up really from where we left off, and it's good. Stephen's a great guy. He's been welcomed with open arms from day one, and the players are really buying into some of the things that he's doing. And we know what his experience has been through club and county as well, and he's done it at the highest level. So say we're looking forward to the 2020 season. Haven't looked back too much in 2019, but we're club football's on at the moment there. Hopefully we might grab one or two new players out of that there and reassemble then November, December time and take it from there.
I know Shane Gallen, there's interest from Australia. He would be a huge loss.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, it's great to be asked from a different game at professional level to come over and be invited over for a trial. And unfortunately for the GAA, it's not great. Not great for us when we have a talented young 19-year-old who stepped into the senior squad this year and did very well for us, that he's been pulled away. But I think, you know, listen, I haven't spoken to Oshin since. Wish him all the best going in, and he's very talented, and we just hope that he goes over and he enjoys himself, he represents himself well, which I've no doubt he will, but he ultimately makes the decision that Donegal football is for him in 2020.
And what about 2019? Have you done a kind of a detailed review of the season, particularly maybe that game against Mayo in which I think it's fair to say he didn't hit the peaks, he didn't perform like you know he can, or have you discussed it yet?
Ah, yeah, we've had discussions since the game. We've had reviews, sat down, spoke about it, and teased a few things out. And we know, listen, we left it behind us in Castle Barwell. Not that we left it behind us, we just didn't really get going to what we hoped. It was kind of a positive season throughout the summer. We were starting to do things really well. We were starting to perform. Players were starting to peak at the right time for us. And then a few things happened, like Omban broke the ankle, and just before the Kerry game, we came to Crow Park here, we got a reasonable result in terms of a draw, but we had it all to do still, and went down to Mayo, hoping that we were in a good place, but you know, that's sport, and from when that ball was thrown in, just Mayo threw everything at us, and it just took us away. I think there might have been a wee bit of a shock factor in terms of the intensity levels that it hit that day, and it just took us a wee while to kind of reset ourselves, and maybe it was half time before we actually really did that properly, and by the time we went out in the second half we started to get into it. There was a wee bit of more fluency in our play, but we just had too much of a mountain to climb at that stage, and you know, Mayo had just far too much experience to let that lead slip.
And just before I let you go, big game for Four Masters next weekend, a relegation playoff. Obviously you're not playing anymore because your commitment to Donegal is so great, and I suppose the body has been fairly worn over the years, to quote Indiana Jones, it's not the age, it's the mileage. But you'll be hoping that they can get a win, because it's vital that they stay at the level they're at.
Yeah, it's vital. They've been a senior club now for a long time, and it's important that you try and maintain that, just for the participation of players within the community, that it's more attractive for players to go and play a senior, especially when that's all they know and they're playing that. And unfortunately, they're in the one big one in their group against Glenswilly. It would have been well favourites to win that, but they actually turned around. They put up a big score and beat them well, but then they were beat in the other two games, which leaves them just kind of hanging on. But I think there's enough players there. Definitely the talent is there, I think, hopefully, to get them through against a very tough Mallon side they're going to come up against next weekend. But as I say, it's important that they win that and stay in the senior championship.
Carl Lacey, thank you very much for joining us here at the Electric Ireland GAA Minor Star Awards, where you helped pick the football team of the year, and there's quite an amount of talent on that team. Carl, thank you.
You're welcome.